from the Alan Samuel Studios. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Alongside Aaron Sexton, and pleased to be joined in studio by, is it Executive Director? Is that the right title?
That's it, yep.
All right, of the Greater Waco Sports Commission. Mike Vogelaar is with us. And Mike, welcome in. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
So a big event coming up is the Corporate Cup Challenge?
Yep, the Waco Sports Corporate Cup.
There you go.
Presented by Essential Products.
Without
their support, we wouldn't have been able to kick this off.
Love it. All right, tell us, this is the first year for this, right?
Yes, this is the inaugural year.
Okay.
And it is, the best way I can describe it is a corporate picnic slash basically office Olympics.
You're listening to the John Morris Show with the voice of the Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Yeah, so we have, over the last 18 months with our board and our staff, gone out into this community and recruited businesses and said, hey, we've got an opportunity for you to be able to compete in all sorts of, honestly, field day type of games. Everything from cornhole to frisbee, a can jam is what it's called, tug of war, dodgeball, we've got a 4x100. All these different events are all kind of going on in the background. Meanwhile, everybody's tailgating, just like what you would see on a Friday.
But
this is just an opportunity to be able to do it during the summer and to be able to have that competition where it's your employees, your coworkers that are getting to compete, and you're getting to cheer and watch them go against, you know, some familiar faces from across the street here in town.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Monday. Glad you are with us. New week, new month, June the 2nd today. Welcome in alongside Aaron Sexton in the Alan Samuel Studios. That was Mike Vogelaar, who was with us last week. Mike, the Executive Director of the Greater Waco Sports Commission, and this is the week for the Waco Sports Corporate Cup. It is this Saturday, presented by Ascension Providence. It is this Saturday, June the 7th. So a really neat event. Area businesses sign up as a team, or as teams compete against each other in a number of different things: golf, chipping, dodgeball, tug of war, tailgating contest, much more than that. So really cool event, and it all culminates this Saturday, June the 7th, with the first ever. This is the inaugural Waco Sports Corporate Cup. Welcome in. Glad you're with us on a Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. Aaron was gone on Friday. You were here. Hope everything went all right. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. It was a pretty great weekend. Got to see my sister. She was in town.
Nice.
From Florida, so that was great. And then the rest of the time, I just relaxed.
Very good. Okay, ask me what I did this weekend.
What'd you do?
You know the answer to this.
Oh, yeah. You went and saw a baseball game.
I did. I went to a baseball game in Chicago. It was great. MJ and I, my son, we've done this. Didn't do it last year. Three of the last 4 years, we've picked a stadium on the road, ballpark, and gone to see the Reds play somewhere. And this past weekend, Saturday, we saw the Reds and the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Let me tell you, the Wrigley Field experience is better than advertised.
Really?
Whatever you think it might be, it's better than that.
Oh, that's great.
It was so good. You know, there's just so many layers to it. It's, you know, it's the old ballpark. It's in a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You ride the L train to get out there, and you get off. You drive. I don't know where people park around there. There's no parking lots, parking garages
right.
Anywhere close.
Right.
So most people just ride the train, which is great. And there's all these little restaurants and T-shirt sales, you know, on the streets around the ballpark. And all the history there, you know, a ballpark that is that old. And then you come inside, there's the ivy on the walls and the outfield. Very little signage. You know, a lot of ballpark stadiums these days, there's signage on top of signage. Very little, all tastefully done, like in the on the outfield walls, in the ivy. There's only, I think, maybe four different signs, but they've got a green background, so they just sort of fit in very, very nicely. And a lot of touches, like, of an old-school ballpark. They've got a new big video board in left field and a little bit smaller video board in right field, but the one in center field is that old-school.
Still manual one?
Yes, yeah. Yes, with the scores of other games, manual scores, that you numbers that you put up there, and then pennants up there that are in order of the standings. So you can look up there and see who's leading the National League Central. You know, Cubs in first, Cardinals in second, Reds in third, by the order of the pennants up there. They've got some other flags that are flying of their retired numbers of former Cubs players. And the field, the turf, is just immaculate. I mean, it just was so, so perfect. So that was the setting, and it was cool up there. I think it was normal warm here all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But up there it was like in the 50s. Overnight, it was 62 at game time on
That's
Saturday,
great.
Which you think
a little
great.
Chilly.
It is with but, the wind. Really chilly. Now, if you're in the sun, it felt great. When if you're in the shade, which our seats were in the shade, it was downright chilly. So we sat. Actually, we got there early and went in early and walked down the right field line. Saw where the Reds were. You know, just playing toss down there. That was in the sun. Went to our seats, found where they were. They were in the shade. We said, let's go sit over there. Sat on the other side in the sun just to stay warm. But just a really cool experience. Cubs beat the Reds. Reds got one hit that day. They only had one hit in the game.
Oof.
But it was such a great experience. So I want to talk to people I know that are making ballpark tours. And see, like Rob Sellers is one of them, Marshall Kennedy, Marshall and Rob or others, see where they would rank Wrigley Field among the places they've been. Because, to me, it is very
high. That'd be near the top. You haven't been to Fenway, have you?
Have not.
Okay.
Have not.
I would assume
like to go
those,
there too.
Those are the two.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And those two also are two of the four that still have the manual scoreboards.
Yeah.
The other two, kind of surprising. The Rockies.
Oh, really?
And the Cheaters in the Juice Box have a manual out-of-town
scoreboard.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So there's four left in Major League Baseball.
How about that? It's really cool. So it fits
I remember reading had to have been a Sports Illustrated article a number of years ago about the guy who still operates.
Sports Illustrated, what's that?
I know, right? I'm aging myself. About the guy who still operates the Fenway manual scoreboard. It's, you know, he sits behind the wall and changes that stuff every inning. Pretty cool job, I would imagine.
I would think so. See a lot of baseball that way.
100%.
So, very fun trip. MJ and I had a great time together, and I would highly recommend it. Trip to Wrigley Field if you ever have the opportunity. We also got to, Boog Shambi does TV for the Cubs, and I said, hey, love to come up and say hello. He said, come on up, third inning. Tell Keith I said to let you in. We didn't have a credential or anything, but we got up there, and sure enough, Keith was there. And he said, Baylor? He looked at me and said, Baylor? And I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said, Boog, come on down. I'll show you where he is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was very nice. I mean, again, very pretty laid back, too.
You
know, a lot of places you couldn't get there without a credential.
A lot of play-by-play announcers, you know? Like,
it was, sure.
Hey,
right,
you know,
right.
Maybe in the half inning when we're not talking or whatever, but he's like, ah, come on in.
He did.
He's so great.
Boog was great. Works with Jim Deshays, who has an Astros background also.
Right.
So went in their booth and hung out in there for a little bit. Talked to, had a good visit with Brian Giesenslaw. He's worked at Channel 10 from Cameron, Baylor grad, and Gies now does pre and post game for the Reds. And he was actually on this road trip. A lot of it's done from the studio, but he was on the trip with the Reds. So he was there, and we got to see him in action. They did their pregame show from the field and then postgame from up in the box. And then during the game, when we went up there and got to talk to him MJ got to meet and talk to him a little bit. So that was fun. Then he took us in the Reds TV booth. John Sadak and Jeff Brantley are there. You know, they're working, but we said hi to them at least.
Right.
So, and we kind of spent some time up there because it was warmer. You were out of the wind.
Right.
When you were in the press box.
Telling you wish when your son walks slow.
Yeah, exactly. No hurry.
Soak it in.
Look in. Yeah, yeah. So it was really fun, and fun that MJ and I could share that together was a really, really cool part of the weekend. Wasn't just baseball. He had set up this boat tour. You know, they got the river right there in Chicago,
uh-huh.
And he set up an architecture boat tour,
mm-hmm.
where they go down the river and it's all the old buildings there, and there
right.
are a bunch of
them. Oh, that'd be pretty great.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
Given the history of the buildings, when they were built, you know, what they used to be, what they are now, and all that. So it was 90 minutes, and it was great. So we did that, and we walked around a bunch. We didn't have a car. We walked a lot and then rode the L. Saw the Bean, Millennium Park, and then came back yesterday. But very, very fun trip. Wrigley Field, I highly recommend it to anybody. If you're looking for a spot to go, or if you're headed to Chicago, make check the schedule, see if you can make a game there at Wrigley Field. After the game, nobody hurries out. It's like maybe part of it was because they won the game, but we both noticed, you know, nobody's leaving early to beat the rush because I think so many people ride the L, you know, they're not driving. There's not going to be a traffic jam because there's not that many cars. And so people just kind of hang around and they sing Go Cubs Go together and all these things that seem to be pretty unique to that fan base. And customer service there was really cool. Where we sat, section 107, there was the row right in front of us. The guy, actually the chair right in front of me, Bert had pooped on his seat. And he comes in and they ask one of the, you know, ushers, a lady, said, "Hey, do you have a rag we could borrow? There's some bird mess here." And she says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, so sorry." And she got the rag. She cleaned it up, you know, made sure everything was clean. And here, about 5 minutes later, here comes somebody with the Cubs. Says, "We're so sorry for the inconvenience. Here's this gift bag for you."
Oh, wow.
How about that?
That's
small thing.
That's a.
But it's huge.
Yeah, that's an organization that sounds like they do things right.
Know what they're doing.
Yep.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
That's great to hear that some businesses still run like that.
That's exactly
a lot of
right.
Not many left.
That's the way to do it. Customer service, it was on display there. So very, very fun weekend and fun to see Wrigley Field, see the Cubs, who are good. They're leading the division and the Reds on Saturday. All right, last week I was not here on Friday, but Friday wrapped up the Big 12 spring meetings in Orlando. And we've got some audio for you from Commissioner Brett Yormark and Baylor President Linda Livingstone, who is the outgoing chairman of the board of directors for the Big 12 Conference. So we got that coming up for you a little bit later in the hour. We'll recap the NCAA track and field West region. Baylor's going to be very well represented in Eugene coming up later this week. New assistant coach for Baylor women's basketball. A couple of departures from Baylor women's basketball coaching staff as well. So we got all that coming up in the hour. We invite you to stay with us. Glad you're with us on this Monday. We are brought to you in part by, and we welcome in, a new partner, iPest Solutions. They're in Hewitt, 220 West Warren Street in Hewitt, on the web at wacopest.com. Are uninvited guests bugging you at your home or your business? I can say yes to that. iPest Solutions of Waco offers a solution that's effective, environmentally conscious, and guaranteed to bring you peace of mind. From residential to commercial spaces, they do both. iPest Solutions tackles it all. Ants, spiders, rodents, termite control. We've got ants. We've got carpenter ants at our house. I'm going to get iPest Solutions out there as soon as possible. Best part is iPest strives for 100% satisfaction. That's their guarantee to you. It is iPest Solutions, 220 West Warren Street in Hewitt, 254-855-6647, 254-855-6647 on the web at wacopest.com. Check them out, iPest Solutions.
Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, You don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Are uninvited guests bugging you at home or your business? Pests can be more than just a nuisance. They can be a real problem. iPest Solutions of Waco offers a solution that's effective, environmentally conscious, and guaranteed to bring you peace of mind. iPest Solutions are your local experts in pest control. From residential to commercial spaces, iPest tackles it all. Whether it's ants marching in your kitchen, spiders spinning webs, or rodents sneaking around, iPest has the solution. They even specialize in termite control with eco-friendly state-of-the-art solutions like Centricon to eliminate colonies. iPest Solutions trained professionals focus on environmentally sound methods of pest control. And the best part is iPest strives for 100% satisfaction. That's their guarantee to you. It's time to reclaim your space. Visit WacoPest.com now to schedule your free inspection.
When storms come and your roof gets damaged, who are you going to call? Call Tanner Roofing today. Family owned and operated since 1956, they specialize in residential, commercial, industrial, and repairs. Fully licensed and insured and serving areas within 60 miles of Belton. Offering free estimates and discounts to active military and veterans. Call Tanner Roofing today for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial. Tanner Roofing, the team you can count on. TannerRoofing.com.
The source for Baylor athletic news and information, ESPN Central Texas.
Garage doors have evolved recently in terms of designs offered, and now they include a wide range of styles, colors, finishes, window inserts, and hardware. Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Services boasts the largest showroom and design center in Central Texas. Plus, Precision can also install openers with cameras in your garage to monitor suspicious activity. Precision Garage Door Services, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco. 254-522-9657 and at precisiondoorcentraltx.com.
When we say at UBO Business Services that we are the premier service provider for Ricoh, Xerox, Konica Minolta, Canon, Kyocera, and Lexmark copiers and printers, we are not blowing hot air. One way we quantify our status as the best is an independent company used by millions of organizations called Net Promoter Score. It is the most consistent way to rank brand loyalty and customer service. A score of 70 or better is considered world class. UBO score is an 86. Call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or ubeo.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at D'AmoreFineJewelers.com.
With us live inside the Allen Samuels studios, thanks to Allen Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business, on the web at AllenSamuelsDCJ.com, alongside Aaron Sexton. Glad you're with us. Heard from our man Bruce during the break, Aaron. He said he's going to Chicago in 2 weeks, going to see the Cubs and the White Sox. We didn't do that, just the Cubs. He said he's also done the Chicago boat tour before, so Bruce going to experience that coming up. And Marshall Hooper, one of my neighbors, said he surprised his dad with a trip to Wrigley for his 60th birthday. He says, amazing experience. And I said, I agree.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Terrific. So people who have been know what I'm talking about, and just really, really cool to get the whole Wrigley. When you say Wrigleyville, I mean, that's what it is. It's the ballpark, but it's in a neighborhood and restaurants and bars around the area. Really, really cool. So, fun weekend.
A little bit better than the White Sox, I'm assuming, in the south side of Chicago. I'm not familiar with the area, so.
Well, I'll tell you this. They fire shots at each other, Cubs fans and White Sox fans.
Right, right.
Like a guy selling T-shirts outside Wrigley. He said, no, you wouldn't want to do this in Comiskey. No, it's not Comiskey anymore, is it?
No, I mean, I forgot what it's
whatever
called
it
now.
Is.
Yeah.
He said, no, you wouldn't want to do this on the at the other side of town.
Yeah.
So he's firing shots. And then there was a guy out there selling bottles of water and Gatorade.
Uh-huh.
And he said $3 for Cubs fans, $4 for Cardinals fans, $5 for White Sox fans. So there's a sample.
By the way, how did y'all dress for the game?
Layered up.
I got you.
What do you mean?
Like, did you wear Reds?
No.
Memorabilia?
No. Good question. Paraphernalia? But because I knew we were going up to the press box, and we'd see Boog, and he got us the tickets. I mean, if he's going to give us tickets, I'm not wearing red stuff into Wrigley
Field. Be like Elaine Bennis and put on your Orioles cap in the
that's right.
Yankees owner box.
Yeah. No, we were neutral. We were actually wearing
I figured.
Blue.
Well, and a lot of times, I don't know how it's probably okay at Wrigley, but there's just – so many places, too many, that you can't, that it's not a good idea to wear opposing fan uniforms, you know? So
there were a lot of Reds fans there.
That's
there
good.
Were a bunch. I mean, it's drivable. It's like 4.5 hours
from
Cincinnati. But there were a lot of Reds fans there. But we were neutral.
Nice.
All right. Mention a couple of changes on the Baylor women's basketball coaching staff. Tari Cummings is gone from the staff. She has left. And Sophia Young Malcolm has left the Baylor staff. So a couple of changes there. One, new hire has been announced today. New assistant coach Jalen Richard Harris comes to Baylor most recently from Omaha, the last two seasons at UNO, University of Nebraska, Omaha. Prior to that, one season at Gulf Coast State College. She played at LSU, and she's from Houston, played at Spring ISD's Decaney High School. So she is a new member of Coach Nikki Collins' staff with Baylor Women's Basketball. That was announced earlier today. Also, Baylor Track and Field, they ended the West preliminaries over the weekend. 14 total entries by Baylor, so really, really good regional meet. The final day of competition, that was on Saturday. The women's quarterfinals, Baylor advanced in four events. Tariah Kelly in the 200 meters, Kalisha Taylor in the 400 hurdles, the 4x1 relay team, and the 4x4 relay team all advanced on the final day on Saturday. So Baylor has 14, as we said, qualifiers for the NCAA Outdoors coming up in a week in Eugene, Oregon. And that was great. That was a great meet. Nathaniel Ezekiel did as expected. Alexis Brown, as expected, won the long jump. Or you don't win anything in the regional, the preliminaries, but she had the best jump there, and she's a member of the 4x1 relay team as well. So well done by Michael Ford's men's and women's teams. Now headed on to the NCAA Outdoor Championships. And kind of sad news to report, but Linka Brusova is leaving Baylor Women's Tennis, one of Baylor's all-time great players and a member of the Baylor Athletics Hall of Fame. Lynx has been an assistant here the last few years. So cool when she came back. She was at Tulsa prior to Baylor and came back to be an assistant to Joey Scrivano. Has been here the last few years and now is moving on to greener pastures. So we wish her nothing but the best, but hate to see Linka leaving her alma mater here at Baylor and leaving Baylor Women's Tennis. We wish nothing but the best for her. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, as we mentioned, the Big 12 spring meetings wrapped up on Friday in Orlando. Let you hear a little bit from the commish, Brett Yormark, and also from Baylor President Linda Livingstone, who is the outgoing chairman of the board of directors for the Big 12. Let you hear some of that coming up when we come back. John Morris Show on a Monday from the Alan Samuel Studios. We are brought to you in part by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
And exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100-plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
The next time you need service on your garage door, call Precision Garage Door Service. Veteran owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service will repair all brands. They offer same day service with professionally trained technicians arriving with fully stocked trucks. Phone calls are answered by a live operator 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. And customers receive free service fee with repair. Serving all of Central Texas, Precision Garage Door Service. You can book your appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com or call 254-522-9657.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
As we welcome this time of year, we are reminded that the colors of spring would be more beautiful when looking through new windows. Universal Windows is excited to announce a fantastic window financing deal that comes with no payments until 2026 to qualified buyers. Upgrade your home with a double-pane, energy-efficient window. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Ask them how you can qualify for a free storm door with purchase. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com or call 254-301-7760.
I love my windows. They've got that brand.
When storms come and your roof gets damaged, who are you going to call? Call Tanner Roofing today. Family owned and operated since 1956, they specialize in residential, commercial, industrial, and repairs. Fully licensed and insured and serving areas within 60 miles of Belton. Offering free estimates and discounts to active military and veterans. Call Tanner Roofing today for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial. Tanner Roofing, the team you can count on. TannerRoofing.com.
It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape. With quick in-and-out service, locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Now back to today's JMO Radio Show from the Alan Samuel Studios. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris, and Aaron Sexton.
Brought to you in part today and every day by Alliance Bank, Central Texas. At Alliance Bank, you'll find superior service and products to meet your financial needs. Two locations in Waco, one in Temple, one in Georgetown for Alliance Bank, Central Texas. All right, welcome back. Mentioned Big 12 spring meetings wrapped up on Friday. They were in Orlando. A lot of meetings going on in Florida. The SEC was up in Destin. the Big 12 down in Orlando. At the conclusion on Friday, a media opportunity with the commish, Commissioner Brett Yormark, and Baylor President Linda Livingstone, the outgoing chairman of the board of directors for the Big 12. Here's kind of their opening statement from that press conference, an overview from both Brett Yormark and President Livingstone on what they felt like they accomplished at the spring meetings.
It's hard to believe I'm wrapping up my third season as commissioner. It's been a great first 3 years. I'd like to thank our board, our ADs, student athletes, and administrators for their incredible support. I'd also like to take a moment to recognize President Livingstone. As her 2 years of board chair wrap up, she's been an incredible partner, and I look forward to working with Doug Girard, President Girard, who's our incoming chair. It was a strong year for the Big 12. We saw national championships in four Olympic sports, finals appearances for men's basketball, gymnastics, and tennis, and a heck of a game in the CFP quarterfinals. We had three great days of meetings here in Orlando. Our men's and women's basketball coaches were here, ADs, board members, SWAs, FARs, as well as many student athletes. Additionally, I want to thank Charlie Baker and our many media, commercial, and bowl partners that also made the trip here to Orlando. This upcoming football season will kick off our new six-year TV deal with Fox and ESPN and their sub-license partner, CBS, TNT, and NBC. Throughout the week, we spent a lot of time discussing settlement, CFP, new governance models, and the business of the Big 12. On the CFP format, I want to reiterate our preference for a 5-11 format. It's fair and it rewards performance. We will distribute this year $558 million to our member institutions, which is a record high. We see real potential and growth opportunity for the business of the Big 12. In the area of the commercial partnerships and sponsorships, we see real upside. I'm incredibly bullish on the future of the Big 12. As we head into this new chapter in our industry, we will be at the forefront of innovation, and we're going to continue to positively disrupt while competing for championships at the highest levels. Before we get into questions, I'd like to President Livingstone to add some comments, but thank you.
Thanks, Brett. Well, it's certainly been a privilege to be the chair of the board of the conference for the last couple of years. It's been an interesting and very busy and dramatically changing 2 years in athletics, so it's been a privilege to be a part of the conference and to help lead as chair of the board. And Chancellor Girard will be fabulous to work with, so we all look forward to his leadership. Certainly want to thank Brett for his continued leadership of the conference and his aggressive approach to who we are in the conference and helping build our brand and the quality of what we're doing. As you know, we extended his contract recently just as a signal of support for what he's doing and our confidence in him leading us forward forward in this ever-changing landscape of college athletics. As Brett said, we had a really positive several days of meetings, probably one of the most collaborative and integrated meetings that we've had. And obviously lots of really significant issues that we were talking about, whether it's the House settlement or the CFP, or we had President Baker with us talking about the options for restructuring Division I decision making. So probably one of the more substantive meetings that we've had on issues that are really critical to the long-term success of our conference, but also to college athletics. So great collaboration among the presidents and chancellors. We've got a really good sense in the room and a really deep commitment to the conference and to our success going forward.
All right, that is President Linda Livingstone, Baylor president, and the, again, current but outgoing chairman of the board of directors for the Big 12, preceded by Brett Yormark, the commissioner, kind of wrapping up the spring meetings in Orlando over the weekend. Here's another one from Commissioner Yormark. Aaron, so much conversation now about the college football playoff, which it seems like it's a foregone conclusion. It's going to go from 12, not to 14, but 12 to 16 teams. And you heard Yormark mention it in that statement, the 5-11 model, meaning the top five conference champions and then 11 at-large teams. That's what he and the Big 12 are pushing for. It's what the ACC is pushing for. The SEC and the Big 10 are kind of holding out that they can get four automatic qualifiers each, four each. So that would fill eight spots between those two leagues. Not a good deal. And hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully they'll see what's better for the game is the 5-11 model. But here is Commissioner Yormark talking about the benefits if they do go that direction.
Well, we're pushing 5-11. We have all week. I was also glad to hear that the SEC coaches supported, you know, that format, which is critically important. We've had great collaboration with our colleagues. As all of you know, I'm on the management committee for the CFP. The four Power Four commissioners have been meeting separately, vetting out different models and opportunities. When we were recently in Charlotte, we formally presented the Big Ten and the SEC with options that, one, we had a preference for, but also if we did end up going with an AQ model, which is not our preference, how we felt about that. We will look forward to continued dialogue with them. I'm sure we'll connect next week, and then we'll be together in person in a couple of weeks. But I think there's real momentum for 5-11. Certainly the public is voting yes for it, which I think is critically important, and it's a very good sign. And yes, the Big Ten and the SEC are leading the discussions, but with leading those discussions, they have a great responsibility that goes with it, to do what's right for college football, and not to do anything that just benefits two conferences. And I have a lot of faith in the process, and I think we'll land in the right place.
Commissioner Yormark, again, wrapping up Big 12 meetings in Orlando on Friday, talking about the 5-11 model that the Big 12 is pushing, and hopefully that will happen. One more from the commissioner, and this is talking about private equity. You know, there has been some conversation that, you know, somebody could come in and be a title sponsor, basically, mm-hmm. of the league, of the Big 12. The All-State Big 12, something like that. Brett Yormark said, nah, we're going to push pause on that for now.
We certainly went through the exercise, as we should, doing our due diligence, and it was very appropriate. At this point in time, we're putting it on pause. We understand what's out there, the capital markets. We know it very well. Our model was, though, very different. It was more of a bespoke model, custom tailored to the potential needs of the conference, getting some strategic expertise and areas to grow the conference, but at the same time, potentially having a capital resource. But at this point in time, we decide to press pause. There's a lot of things going on, as we all know, in the industry that we need to focus on.
All right, so some of the audio and the thoughts of the commissioner and President Livingstone coming out of the Big 12 meetings last week. These meetings were a little different this year. They had, Yormark's term was the stakeholders. They had all the stakeholders there. That meant ADs, had football coaches, had basketball coaches, really all the higher-ups in athletic departments around the league, and then TV partners, and he mentioned the NCAA president was there also. So there were, you know, there everybody was there to make some high-level decisions or high-level initiatives, if you will, for the Big 12 last week.
Yeah, and, you know, glad he's there fighting. And it's by necessity that I think him and Jim Phillips are kind of sticking together on this.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got cards to play, too. Everybody knows that the Big Ten and the SEC are bigger. They have a lot more revenue, and especially in football. They have better teams. Now, that gap is closing with NIL. We've seen that. We saw that in the playoff last year. Arizona State, you know, just within a hair of beating Texas.
Yeah.
But they are fighting against basically the SEC and the Big Ten dictating every term for the college football playoffs. And he's using every card at his disposal, including, hey, the public wants this, not what you guys want, which is true. And they're still like the nuclear. If the Big Ten and SEC finally got tired of it and tried to exercise like their quote unquote nuclear option, you know, they're going to do their own thing. I'm sure they know, but they've been told also that they would spend the next decade in court and they'd be drugged before Congress to answer questions from the states where teams were left out. Why are you destroying college football with your greed?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. I think they're going to have to figure out a way, maybe one super conference with about 64 teams. But other than that, if they can't get that done, it's going to stay like this. And I think we'll do the 5-11 thing for a few years and see how it goes.
Interesting times for sure. Ever evolving in college athletics. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's check on NCAA baseball regionals plus the Women's College World Series. Big 12 still involved in both of those. We'll look at that when we come back. Glad you're with us on a Monday, brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, she wants to make your buying or selling experience pleasant and stress-free. Amanda, born and raised in Waco, she knows the market. Check out her new listings on Facebook, or you can give her a call at 254-495-0338. That is Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar, or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at BarnettContracting.com.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
What's new at the locally owned and operated Brazos Landing? I'm glad you asked. How about chef-inspired chicken carbonara, chicken parmesan, or blackened shrimp scampi with Prince Edward Island mussels? Their menu also now includes a journey to Mexico, including Anaheim stuffed peppers, short rib chili relleno, Akaushi ribeye fajitas, elote corn ribs, and cheesy chicken skillet fajitas. Call 254-753-2778 for a reservation.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
It could be as simple. Or maybe something a little bigger. Or it may be your... just doesn't. Don't worry. Give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing Service, LLC. Accurate, courtesy, trustworthy service. Axe Plumbing is backflow certified. So whether you have problems with your water heater, toilets, water leaks, sewer problems, Axe Plumbing will be there for you. Veteran owned and operated by Tim Truax. Give Axe Plumbing a call today at 254-744-5554. That's 254-744-5554. License number M-45165. Give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing.
With this final segment, John Morris Show on a Monday. Glad you're with us this afternoon alongside Aaron Sexton in the Alan Samuels Studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business, on the web at alansamuelsdcj.com. Texas Tech softball, they continue in the Women's College World Series. They're going to play Oklahoma tonight. And Tech have the upper leg there? They haven't lost,
yes,
have they?
They would. Oklahoma would have to double dip them,
beat them twice.
Yep.
Which don't count them out,
right? They've faced longer odds before.
Yeah,
yeah. They will be if they win either of those games, they go to the championship series to face Texas. Obviously, if Oklahoma wins both of them, then they would.
Gotcha. So Texas waiting on the winner of Texas Tech and Oklahoma for the championship best of three series that begins on Wednesday, I think, up in Oklahoma City. But Tech right there behind Nyjah Cannaday, the pitcher, and they are very close to getting in the championship series in their first ever trip to the Women's College World Series. NCAA baseball, congratulations to West Virginia and Arizona. They have both advanced out of their respective regionals, both on the road to a super regional play coming up this week. So congratulations to the Big 12 champion Mountaineers and the Arizona Wildcats who won the Big 12 tournament. They have advanced. Games continue today to continue to fill out the fields for the super regionals coming up this upcoming weekend. One game in progress right now. North Carolina leads Oklahoma 3-2. Top of the third inning, they are playing in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. On their home field. Three of the top eight national seeds knocked off on their home fields this weekend.
Including
number one Vanderbilt,
right.
Number two Texas,
yes.
And number eight Georgia all got beat.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And Oklahoma State was one that eliminated Georgia, yeah. And just so close to making it to the Super Regionals as well. They lost their first game, then battled back to lose 3-2 yesterday. So, But a great season by them. As you said, two Big 12s through to the Super Regionals, including the conference champions and the team that should have been hosting a regional, West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe with all the top seeds knocked off, maybe they'll host a Super Regional.
Could be. Yep, could be in position for that. So that continues baseball, NCAA baseball regionals today, deciding games being played today, Super Regionals coming up this weekend. And it was UTSA that went into Austin, beat Texas twice, beat them twice. UTSA ran through that regional. They didn't even have a loss.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That's you see during one of the in-game interviews what Schlossnagel said at the end of the interview?
Mm-mm, no.
Giga Sikkim.
He did?
He did.
Oh, man.
He forgot which state flagship school he was coaching.
Oh, my God.
In his defense, he's coached both of them right. Very close together.
Wow, how about that?
So that's Texas, not a mistake you want to make more than once
as
the University of Texas head coach.
Especially coming off two losses to UTSA that ends your season.
100%.
Woo! All right, so that continues. NCAA baseball regionals around the country. Birthdays today, it is Haley Bell's birthday today. Happy birthday to her. She's the better half of Sean Bell, former Baylor quarterback, former Baylor coach, now at the University of Houston. Haley Bell, maybe the best athlete in the family. Happy birthday to her today down in Houston. David Littlewood's birthday is today. David, good friend at TFNB, your bank for life. Happy birthday to him. Mike Pirtle, national broadcast engineer, does games all over the place. I think Mike's doing the games in Oklahoma City right now, so happy birthday to him. Nico Stevens' birthday. John Sisk, former Baylor football letter winner, now with advancement at Baylor. Happy birthday to John. Chris Goss's birthday is today. It might be it. Derek Page worked with us in fan engagement. Happy birthday to him, Rick Carroll. And I think that is it. Got a couple of anniversaries I'll get at the end. Oh, Trey Bryant's birthday is today, former Baylor football letter winner. Steve Lamb's birthday today. So a bunch on June the 2nd. A couple of anniversaries I'll come back to, okay? But how about your birthday list?
Got a few today, including a couple of future UFC Hall of Famers. Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira, the former UFC heavyweight champion, also the first Pride heavyweight champion, one of only three men to hold both those titles. Big Nog, as he is known, is 49. The great Matt Serra, one of the biggest upsets in UFC history when he won the welterweight title from George St. Pierre. Matt Serra is 51. Kevin Feige, Marvel Studios president, he is responsible for all of it. Like,
wow.
The incredible run they had through Endgame. Like, he was the kind of grandmaster director, conductor. And so he would also be responsible for the last few years, which has been pretty terrible as far as the movies. But we'll see if maybe they can rebound with the upcoming Fantastic Four movie and a couple of Avengers movies coming up in the next couple of years. So happy birthday to Kevin Feige. He's 52. And last but not least, comedy legend, SNL vet, Dana Carvey is 70 years young.
Wow, 70 years old.
Maybe a little older than that, but I was like, no. I mean, he was an adult when I was, a teenager, but he wasn't in his 40s or 50s. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that's about right. He's about 70.
How about that? Very good. All right, good birthday list. A couple of, I'm going to say, significant anniversaries today. Our good friends in Stephenville, the Bruners, Greg and Linda Bruner, their anniversary is today. Never forget their anniversary, June 2nd, 1984, because it's the same as Terry Morris and I. It's our anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yep. So June 2nd, 1984, 41st anniversary today. And going.
I was enjoying summer vacation, probably my grandparents, and getting ready for the 7th grade in June 84.
Good for you. Yeah. We got married on a very warm June 2nd day at the Earl Harrison House here in Waco, outside.
Nice.
So it was
84 was a great year. One of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good. One of mine, too, and in part because it was the year that we got married.
So. Yeah, I would assume that had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah. That was the highlight of that whole year, the whole year.
100%.
So happy birthday. I mean, happy anniversary, Shug. 41st anniversary today. All right, we are going to move out of here, make room for Stretch coming in next. Matt Mosley coming in at 4 o'clock today. Hey, we appreciate you being with us today, Lord willing. We're back tomorrow at 2. Keep it here on ESPN Central Texas.
There's been no better time to be a part of the Big 12 than right now.
This is ESPN Central Texas.